Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Do you wish you knew the saints better? Overwhelmed with all the events in Catholic history and just wish you could tie it all together? It's tough work, and even scientists have determined that it takes approximately 400 repetitions to create a new synapse in the brain, unless it is done with play, in which case it takes between 10 and 20 repetitions. Introducing Saint Cards, where the facts about saints and history are presented in fun and engaging games for ages 4 to 104. Check out Saint Cards at saintcards.com and begin the fun for your family, school, and parish today.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Welcome to this Wednesday edition of Catholic Answers Live. Fast approaching Holy Week. We've got Palm Sunday this Sunday. For those of you who maybe are thinking, oh, I wonder if I should go back to Mass for the Easter season. Palm Sunday, great time to start back. And lots of people will come back at Easter, and you're always welcome. We love to see you, but this Sunday is a big one too. They'll read the Passion of the Lord. So you consider yourself invited. If you want to come to my parish, that's in Oceanside, California. But, you know, there's pretty much one in every town on the planet Earth. So you could probably find one. Second hour today, the chaplain is in. He's back. Father Hugh Barber, if you have a chaplain-type question, you are welcome. So you know it's going to be a good show when the second hour the chaplain is in. But the first hour, we've also got a great hour for you and a great guest. There's certainly one thing that we Catholics love to say is that Catholicism is a communal religion. It's not just me and Jesus religion. It's Jesus and all of us religion. And in a moment in history in which community ties are broken, people aren't enjoying much community, and there's kind of an epidemic of loneliness, the Catholic community would seem to be perfectly poised to help. The problem is it isn't. Just like the rest of the world, Catholic community is broken. In this hour, we discuss how to rebuild it so that the loneliness of this age can be overcome. It's going to be a real practical hour. So if you have practical questions or ideas about rebuilding Catholic community, please give us a call, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Our guest this hour is Jenna Gizar. She's the founder and creative director of Blessed Is She Women's Ministry and Community. Blessed Is She publishes books and helps women to pray and form communities and host retreats on three continents now, among other things. You can find them at blessedisshe.net. Jenna Gizar, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm very honored to be here.
We're very honored to have you, quite frankly. You're doing it seems to me anyways, you're doing the Lord's work in inviting people to create community or build a community. But you better start from the beginning. That seems like an overwhelming thing. How can we even start with building Catholic communities to help people?
Yeah, I think I was first inspired to do this when I saw a couple. They actually started or were part of the Adore Ministries, Kana and Annie Hickman. And they started doing this thing in Houston where they live, which is what they call family dinner, which is essentially they just have dinner with families, and anyone can come. It's an open door policy, and they basically just sit outside and enjoy dinner, and it's a potluck. And it was my first realization that perhaps this is easier than we've made it out to be, that it can be this really convoluted, and you can sit there and talk about how do we create community for hours. You can sit there and discuss what's the best course of action, as right. opposed to just acting on it. And so when I saw Annie and Kana reach out and just say, we're just going to have these family dinners weekly, they did it every single Wednesday at their house, regardless of any other commitments. That was their commitment every Wednesday. And so just seeing that, being a witness to that movement in their life and in their family life was a huge example to my husband, Mike, and me. And so we started doing that a few years ago and realized that that's really what it was all about, is just opening our door, being hospitable and inviting people. And that's really where community starts, is through just invitation. So we realized how essential that was for us at that time.
That does not sound like a program of any kind. I thought that what the church needs is more programs and more directors of those programs, more professional Catholicism. I guess that's part of it. That seems so simple the way you said it.
Yes, yes. And I've chatted with Annie a couple of times about it, and he'll say, you know, people ask us, how do you do it? And we just say, you just have dinner. You know how to have dinner. So just invite someone over for dinner. And it was just so funny because it is so simple. Once Mike and I started doing it, families came in droves, and they would say, like, we can't wait for next week. And even if it was a smaller evening of just a few families or just a couple of single friends, it was intimate and it was special. And they knew the consistency was going to be there every single week. And so I think really in that time, I realized that friendships really meant a lot to me. They meant a lot to my husband, Mike. And so that's been a huge priority in our life, is cultivating Catholic friendships, where people hold us accountable, where people ask us about our walk with the Lord, and where people actually are walking with us.
Okay. Again, 888-318-7884, our number. We're talking with Jenna Gizar today about, she's from blessedisshe.net. She's the founder of the Blessed Is She community. 888-318-7884, the number. If you have practical questions, if this is an attractive idea about rebuilding community, about maybe getting something going where maybe there's some prayer involved. Is that part of what you encourage? I mean, really, when we think about Catholic community, it's not just about dinner. I mean, at the center of it is Christ himself. So how do you suggest people do that?
Yeah. So, I mean, starting with dinner, it was having real authentic conversations. So not just surface level conversations of how's work going and how's the family doing, but really getting deep and saying, hey, how are you and the Lord doing? How's Mass for you? You know, you're going every single week, or just like you did at the beginning of the show, inviting people, and that personal invitation is huge. So really that was when we started to realize how important these conversations were. And so we, as Blessed Is She, one of our two pillars is prayer and the other one is community. So we want to invite women into prayer every single day. And what Blessed Is She does to do that is we send out the daily readings along with a daily reflection in your email inbox every single day. So we have 40 plus writers now, all spanning from single, college age, all the way up to grandmothers. We have a religious sister. So these women are just basically reading the word that we read every single day at Mass that the church gives us in the lectionary and is so beautiful, and just sharing how the word applies to our lives and really unpacking that in a tangible way, not these kind of lofty ideas, or theological, you know, going deep into theology. It's really, how does just the simple word apply to my life as a college student, as a mom, as a wife? So really just a tangible way to break open the word every single day. So prayer is huge to us at Blessed Is She. We want all women to just start their day in prayer. And that's one of our rooted, kind of tenants, I guess.
What if I wanted to start praying with others? You got any tips for me there? I mean, you know, like that seems like one of the things that people are like, you know, I can pray the rosary. Well, not everybody says would say today that they can pray the rosary. Things that used to seem like a reasonable amount of time are seeming longer and longer now that our attention spans are getting shorter. But say I know I can pray the rosary myself, but I want to share that with other people. What do you suggest in a practical way?
Right. Yeah. So we at Blessed Is She, our second tenet is community. So we want women to, I think in order to pray with others, you have to have a rooted relationship with the Lord. You have to know who it is that you're praying to, who you're honoring. And so daily prayer is essential. And then on the other side, we want to make it easy for you to find community. So we have tons of resources. We do monthly workshops. We have seasonal gatherings that essentially at those, they're a live workshop or a live kind of feed like this, where people can just listen in, hear a talk from a priest or a religious or a kind of an expert on a topic. And then we give them small group discussion questions. So they essentially just watch a 30-minute talk and then they have discussion questions provided. So we like to give people a reason to get together. I think so many times people need that. You know, that's where that family dinner comes in is yeah. We need a reason for the festivity, you know? So we want to give you the reason. So it can be one of those live workshops. It can be, we do what we call Teachable Tuesday every Tuesday. We go live on Facebook and Instagram and we just kind of break open the word. Our director of ministry advancement, Beth Davis, just kind of reads scripture and says what the Lord's talking to her and kind of showing her throughout scripture. And we just break that open and then we do a Q&A. So another kind of way to get together. And then we provide discussion questions that have to do with Teachable Tuesday also. So if you want to watch that in a group setting, we would have questions for you to kind of break that open yourselves within a group of four or five women. And then we provide, so those are kind of a couple of free resources that we give, and then we provide actual small group resources that you can purchase on the site. Those are called Blessed Conversations, and it's just a way, again, a resource for you to have to do in a small group setting. A lot of times people do it in a large group setting too, but that's essentially, we have a couple different resources. We did one where we kind of unpacked a lot of topics in the catechism, and then another one that is called Mystery. And that one, we break open the rosary and break open all the mysteries of the rosary. And essentially just, so one of them's on the joyful mysteries. And we just relate Mary's walk in the joyful mysteries to our life today. And then we provide reflection and discussion questions for you to do in small group. So we just, again, we want to make it easy for women. We don't want any excuse that I've heard as to why someone can't get together. I want to quell that excuse. I want to find the solution to it.
Is this experience? I feel like women, in particular, because you were mentioning women, and of course the thing is called Blessed Is She. Although we men, we need community as well. As much as we brag about our man caves or whatever, we're in desperate need of community as well. But is there I feel like there's a lot of celebration in movies of sisterhood and all that, and whenever you see all that kind of thing, you get the sense that in real life it's probably lacking. That's why mm-hmm. it's so attractive in the movies. Is that your sense, that an experience of sisterhood, I want to be part of something with other women, is kind of common to women?
Yes, I think it's a real struggle. I started it kind of growing up and going to youth group and being really involved in my church, and then becoming, you know, a young mom and a young wife, I kind of felt lost in terms of where do I fit here in the church? You know, again, like you said, there's no program for me.
Yeah.
And so friendships that have been in my life that have prayed with me, that have listened to struggles that I've gone through and not just sat there and said nice platitudes and said, like, I'm sorry you're going through that. But people who have said, I'm sorry you're going through that, but let's pray right now. And let's ask for healing. Let's really dive into where the Lord is in this mess, and really being able to look someone in the eye and rejoice in their happy and good times, and also be able to still sit with them in the suffering, but not just sit there, but actually pray. And, you know, really believe in the power of prayer, really believe in our God who's a healer and who wants restoration in our lives. And so the people who have done that in my life have changed my life. They've changed my marriage that was broken and suffering. And people have prayed into that and really spoken life into my husband and me. And so I want to shout about that from the rooftops. I want to be a witness to what the Lord can do through other people and through real friendship. And so I want and desire so badly for all women to have a friendship like this. But yes, it's lacking. I think vulnerability is lacking. I think people are scared to say what's really going on in their lives. I just think that vulnerability is
mess.
A huge problem.
Totally, right. That's why I don't want to share.
Exactly.
You don't want to hear about my mess. But you're right. We do have to. That involves vulnerability, but we have to move beyond that. We're talking about combating loneliness and cultivating love through community with our guest, Jenna Gizar, the founder of Blessed Is She, and which you can find at blessedisshe.net. If you have want to share your story of building community, but I have to say, I think there's probably people who listening will say it's not practical for me. I don't have a home that I can share with people like that. I haven't been able to find other people with whom to have these prayer groups and that kind of thing. So but maybe you're one of those people. I can tell you, I know Jenna is open to hearing your frustrations. It's not going to it is challenging. It is a challenging environment in which to create friendships and community and groups to pray together. People who are actually real with one another and are willing to be vulnerable and help one another through this life, which is what Christian community is supposed to be. So if you fall into any of those categories, whether you want to give it a try, yeah, I'd like to try that family dinner thing, or I'd like to try forming a women's group, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884. If you think, well, I'd like to, but that is just not within my resources. I'm socially, I haven't been a very successful person, or I'm not in a home where I can invite people in. Jenna, you need to help me. Give a call, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. And while you're dialing, I'll let you know it's the spring sale is still on over at shop.catholic.com. Just put in the promo code SPRING19 when you go to shop.catholic.com and you get 15% off everything. To get 15% off everything, you have to buy everything, but everything is 15%. Well, I think you probably get it. Go to shop.catholic.com and put in SPRING19 at checkout for your savings.
Call us now with your question. Hello? On Catholic Answers Live.
St. Paul's street evangelization isn't like other evangelism you might have seen on the streets. We don't yell, and we don't force anyone to pay attention to us. Instead, St. Paul's street evangelization is committed to presenting a positive, passionately Catholic presence to a world hungry for truth. For more information, or to start a chapter of your own, go to www.streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com. It's time to do our part.
EWTN, helping people grow in their love and understanding of God.
I love the show, but I just wanted to call to encourage that previous caller who had called about the Latin Mass and just encourage him to keep giving it a try and especially try to meet some folks outdoors and his wife meet some people, and that does make that experience so much better. And thank you for your historical background, and it was a good interpretation of the history.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Everybody needs it. As a matter of fact, you are made for it, but everybody has a hard time. Maybe not everybody. There are some people who perhaps don't have a hard time finding it. They are specially blessed, maybe specially charismatic people. But for most of us, finding community that is, in fact, real and human and humane and centered on God and helpful in our lives is very, very hard to do. And our guest is here to help us talk about that this hour. Jenna Gizar is our guest. 888-318-7884 is the number. Jenna is the founder of Blessed Is She. And among the things you do, and I see all the lines lighting up, so I'm going to the phones, but you do retreats as well. So if people want to know about, if women want to maybe consider going on one of those retreats, whether they're in Ireland or Australia or exotic places like Kansas, you have these. So what will happen on the retreat if they go on the retreat with you?
Yeah, so the retreat is, it's amazing. It's my favorite thing that we do. So we have lots of time for adoration, lots of time for prayer. We hear talks from really incredible speakers. We have amazing chaplains. We do confession. It's an incredible retreat. It's not like a diocesan women's retreat where it's just kind of a morning with a daily mass. It's kind of more immersion. It's a day and a half. Really beautiful time to just spend in prayer and worship and dive into what the Lord is saying in your life in a really special way, kind of a set apart thing, which has been really special. So our theme for this year's retreats is called Shine. And it's all about the Lord and how he shines in our lives and how we in turn shine and illuminate him.
Well, praise God for that. Again, you can find that at blessedisshe.net. But our number here, 888-318-7884. Let us start, if you're ready. Jeannie, if you're ready to take calls?
Yes.
What if they're challenging? What if they're...
I'm nervous.
Are you really?
I'm
ready. You are one of those people who can share your vulnerabilities. I am impressed. Marvin in North Dakota, listening on 101.9 FM Real Presence Radio. You are up first. Your question or comment for Jenna Gizar.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, I wanted to thank you for bringing up this topic of conversation. It's just awesome. And it is really sometimes that simple. We just have to get over our fears and take action. So I 100% agree with what you're saying. And in Dickinson, North Dakota, where I'm from, we have such a flourishing Catholic community. It's awesome. And one of the things that we found is just like you said, getting together with a meal and maybe even if you have mutual families with small children, we have found that even just say, hey, bring your rosaries to dinner tonight. And sometimes you might only get through a couple of them and have the children lead them out. It's a great way to just kind of set that tone of prayer and get out of like our day-to-day, but get more into the faith too. And we find that that's helpful, as well as, you know, even podcasts of a lot of shows and sending that out to your friends. And then when you get together, you discuss the podcast. So what you're saying is what we've been able to do in Dickinson with my wife and I and some of our friends, and it's just helped develop our faith so much. I want to thank you for bringing that topic up and having her as a show host or show guest.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm with you there. My husband and I, like I said, have seen so much growth from being able to have these authentic relationships with people. And we've actually done that as well, where we've had dinner and done a rosary and the kids lead it. And it's so fun. And there's just so much fruit there. And family life is like a whole other topic I think we could get into, but giving that foundation to your children is everything.
Marvin, I'm delighted to have you call just to hear the words thriving Catholic community. That's not something we've been hearing a lot of lately. How long has that been going on there, Marvin?
Well, I think Dickinson has always been a great, strong Catholic community. I think it just, more than anything, is there's a couple of different movements here, I think, that help foster that. We have a great Catholic school. People are engaged. I mean, some of the best philanthropists that I know are in this community. I mean, they've done so much for our school, and it's just so humbling sometimes to see how generous people are. To give back to the schools or to give back to the churches or renovation projects, that it makes us so proud to be Catholic. And you want to develop more. You want to give back in ways, whether it's just talent or treasure.
I will say this. I don't know that the phone system is the best in Dickinson, North Dakota, but I'm glad to hear the Catholic community is thriving. Thanks, Marvin. Thank you very, very much. Shall we go to another call, Jenna?
Yes, sounds good.
Yeah.
Did I pass?
No. This is a 1 hour test. You're not even close to passing yet. Jacob in Hepler, Kansas, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. You are up next. Jacob, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Your question or comment for our guest, Jenna Gizar.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I just wanted to ask about, see if you guys could point me in a direction of any resources, whether it be books or whatever. I'm kind of interested in starting a young adults group at my community college. We have a Christian one, but we don't have a Catholic one. And I didn't know, since we're on the subject of community, if you guys could refer me to anything to help kind of prepare for that, because I've never really led a group like that. But I think it's something important that we need to do, because Like, I go to church in town. It's a small town where a community college is located, and I know there's Catholics around. I mean, there's lots of Catholics in Southeast Kansas, but I'm not really seeing a lot of people my age there, and it just has me concerned.
Wow. Well, God bless you. Jenna, what do you got in the way of resources?
Yeah, I am a firm believer in doing what you feel called to do. I, as evidenced by Blessed Is She, which we hadn't really talked, chatted about, Si, I just kind of felt called to do Blessed Is She and just started it. I just reached out to some friends and said, hey, would you do this thing with me? So in way of resources, I think just learning more about the faith is huge and so important and foundational to your relationship with the Lord. But my first thought as you were talking was, just to kind of put out a call of, hey, I'm going to be going to the 11 o'clock mass. Let's grab some lunch after. And that you invite one friend and one friend invites another friend. And essentially you just continue to invite one person. And then you got a little mass and lunch situation. I was trying to do some alliteration, but mass and lunch didn't work. So yeah, I just think that that's an easy way to start. You guys can kind of break open. What did you think of the homily? What did you think of the readings? And I think that's an easy way. It doesn't have to be, like I said earlier, kind of like a program or something where you have to have all the answers. It can really be a discussion, just opening up what Mass was like for you.
How's that strike you, Jacob?
Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like a good idea for a good way to get started with it. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I
think I am going to read up a little bit more on it or see, I don't know, run a Google search or something, though, because I don't know.
Well, have you a couple institutions maybe you have heard of? I don't know. But one of them is the is FOCUS, Fellowship of Catholic University Students. Have you ever heard of that?
I haven't. I mean, you know, I know the Newman Center down at Pitt State, which is a 4-year school not far from us. But
and there's no new
heard of FOCUS.
Well, I would suggest FOCUS. That might be one. They can help you with that. Another that I'm thinking of that might be helpful, I'm not exactly sure, but they know how to evangelize. That's for sure. St. Paul Street Evangelization. You might look them up when you're Googling. If you're in college age, like Googling is automatic, right? Like you can just you do that in your sleep. Probably can't stop Googling. Jacob?
Yeah,
and then in way of resources, my favorite resource is Scott Hahn too.
Oh, Scott Hahn, yeah, that you can just look up Scott Hahn on the internets, yeah. And you can. There's lots and lots of resources there. Jacob, thanks for your call. We're talking about building Catholic community, overcoming loneliness by building up community with our guest Jenna Gizar, founder of Blessed Is She. More of your calls right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Love and beauty. As a little girl, Dawn Eden Goldstein knew that she wanted those things, that in them somehow she would find God. Over the years as a rock journalist, she moved among some of popular music's best-known artists, straining to capture that transcendent love and beauty in every note and lyric. In Sunday Will Never Be the Same, Dawn recounts her spiritual journey in beautifully wrought detail, mixing powerful accounts of trauma, healing, and epiphany with funny anecdotes from inside the music scene. It is the rare conversion story that delights as it inspires, amuses as it edifies, and ultimately lays before the reader a lived testimony to the transforming grace of Christ. Order your copy of Sunday Will Never Be the Same by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
In his new audio presentation, The Very First Fathers, apologist Jimmy Akin takes you on a tour of the earliest Christian writings outside the New Testament, from the most famous figures and most notable works to those lesser known but no less important. This pivotal time in the development of the early church is revealed in fascinating detail. Jimmy shows how, even in the first century after the resurrection, it was necessary to defend and explain truths that are still under attack today, such as the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist and the perpetual virginity of Mary. The Very First Fathers is a compelling look at the dawn of the Christian age and edifying listening for anyone who wants to understand and defend the full truth of Catholicism. Order your copy of The Very First Fathers today by calling 1-888-291-8000, logging on to the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Looking for an on-fire Catholic speaker for your event? Catholic Answers speakers will inform and inspire your audience to grow in their Catholic faith. For more information on booking a Catholic Answers speaker, visit CatholicAnswersSpeakers.com today.
Would you like to be remembered?
We're eulogizing ourselves on tomorrow's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie at noon Eastern.
Now let's return to more of Catholic Answers Live.
There was a little breakdown in community a couple thousand years ago. You might have heard of it. It's called the Fall of the Roman Empire. And it was just people like, Benedict or and a million others, frankly, who just bit by bit picked up the pieces and put it back together. And we're certainly living through it. I mean, we're not living through the collapse of the Roman Empire or anything quite as dramatic, it seems, at the moment. But as the Romans found out, that can change quickly. But we are certainly living through a time when all kinds of breakdown in community has happened. And just like the saints of yesteryear, we're going to have to pick up the pieces and just start again with our one step at a time to rebuild something here. And our guest is here to help us do that. Jenna Gizar is our guest. She is the founder and creative director of Blessed Is She. And you can find out about them at blessedisshe.net. You have and by the way, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884 if you've got a question for Jenna, 888-318-7884. But you have three pillars kind of what you do that I'm very interested in. And you mentioned invitation, that we have to invite others. That's part of what our calling is as Christians. But maybe you could just walk through the three pillars of what you do.
Sure. Yes, I would love to. We've really just been trying to unpack for the past couple of years. Okay, we have community in online space on Blessed Is She. We provide daily readings and the daily reflection. We provide regional Facebook groups for women to get connected in their area. So really, how do we take this online community and take it into real life? You know, that's really what the ultimate goal of this is to have a relationship in real life where you go to Mass together, where you pray together, where the Catholic faith is part of your everyday life in your friendship. So we've really just been trying to dissect what those pillars are in creating real, authentic community. And we came upon three ideas. First one being invitational, which is what you said. So being invitational by nature, inviting people in into your small group or to a brunch. We do what we call a blessed brunch, which I can share about a bit later. So being invitational by nature. And then the second one is to be intentional. So in those, at a lunch or at a meal or even after Mass one day, to be intentional and to reach out to someone and say, hey, how are you doing? And again, really not just that surface level, how are you doing? But hey, can we grab some lunch and talk about how your heart is, what's going on in your life, what's going on with your family?
At my age, when people ask how your heart is, that's a whole different question than I think you're going for. But I get I'm sorry I interrupted you. But I get the point.
Okay, so the second one being intentional. And then the third one, which is really, I think, where the missing link is for a lot of relationships, is intimate. So invitational, intentional, and intimate. So in that intimate space is really where you have men's groups, women's groups, where you're really unpacking what's the Lord doing in your life? How is he moving in your life? How are you feeling? I think so much talk right now, especially, is a lot about like, how are you feeling about the church? Let's talk about what's going on in the church. Let's talk about how the Lord is reigning, even if we're in chaos, you know?
Yes. Right.
So really those intimate relationships where you're getting deep and saying, all right, here's what you're going through. Let's praise and thanksgiving for that. Let's pray about your suffering or if there's something going on, let's pray specifically for that. Because really people can only know what you need prayer for if you're honest and if you're vulnerable enough to say, hey, this is what I'm struggling with or this is what I'm going through.
Jenna Gies, our guest, our number 888-318-7884. And we go now to Joe in Seneca Falls, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. Joe, your question or comment for Jenna.
Yeah, thanks so much. First off, I thank you for having this program on. And Jenna, I think there's a lot more to breaking bread than actually having just the nourishment with each other. I recently moved from Florida up to New York and started a Men of St. Joseph's group. And I like what you were saying about men's group, and it's hard to get together as a man. You know, I look around in my Catholic church and there's a lot of men that are single by themselves, just sitting there. I don't see them going on retreats. And so my question to Jenna is, if you do have something that's started, how do you successfully, without being overly burdensome to other people, branch into other activities? So we meet every Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. and we study the gospel and how it applies to that particular week for us. And it's just such a blessing to hear some of the stories of people, but also to, you know, see these retirees getting up at 6 o'clock and sitting down to study the Lord's word for that week.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you want to do something beyond that is what you mean? Or you want to invite more people in?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, not just inviting them into the group, but also to branch out a little bit. I know you're established now and you have a good regiment, but did you start out just doing once a month or once a quarter, and then it led to once a week events? Or because you're a few years into this, sometimes it's a little intimidating to see a well-established program and try to mirror that.
Yeah. So my group, and especially for my husband, I think he can speak so much to this too. He started doing a weekly men's group. So again, that consistency is really great. They come in and they don't really dilly-dally either. They just kind of get right to business and they start praying. And whether that be, you know, start with a Hail Mary or start with some worship or some music. So really just start prayer right away has been huge. And then they also do a lot of follow-up with each other all throughout the week. So if they're praying about something intentionally on that Monday night, they're following up, you know, the following couple days later saying, hey, whatever happened with what you were asking prayer for. I think follow-up is huge in terms of relationship, that we're not just kind of with each other, praying with each other over something specific, but that we follow up and say, hey, we're still here. We're still with you in this, whether it be a mess or whether it be a joyful moment. So I think follow-up is really big. And then in terms of just branching out from there, I think you can take it to the group and say like, hey, I'd like to continue to grow in this area. What about doing a service project together? Or what about, you know, kind of adding something on that might be a little bit more fun or engaging if that's something that your group would be interested in?
How's that, Joe?
Okay, great. Yeah, great suggestions. Thank you.
Thank you for what you're doing, Joe. I do get the feeling, Jenna, that little by little people are starting these things on their own, it just prompted by the Spirit, I think, in parishes around the world.
Yes, I agree. It's so funny that Joe mentioned that when we were in Ireland. So we had our first Blessed Issue retreat in Ireland last November, and it was so awesome. It was totally the Lord who brought us there and who wanted us there. Anyway, one of the guys there that was helping as part of the kind of team there in Ireland, he started a St. Joseph's ministry, and that just made me think of that. I think St. Joseph is a huge intercessor for men's groups and men in general. So I think that's awesome, Joe.
Joe, thanks very, very much for that call. 888-318-7884, our number. You're welcome to call with your question or comments for Jenna Giesar, our guest. We're talking about building community and communities of love, in fact, that help overcome the loneliness of our age. Off air, we had a call, or didn't want to come on the air, but asked the following question to Marie, assistant producer Marie. How can divorced women bring this kind of community into their lives? How can they connect with ladies who consider themselves a part of the Catholic community? She wants some tips on how to start.
Sure. Yeah. As I mentioned, we have regional Facebook groups. So those we have all throughout different regions in the U.S. And then we have a lot of breakaway groups. So, for example, we have a Midwest group, which the Midwest is huge. So we actually have a break-off Minnesota group. And then groups will actually form within those groups, too. So we have a couple of St. Paul, Minnesota groups. So anyway, that's a great place to start. If you're someone who's just looking and kind of doesn't know where to find community in your area, that's an awesome place to start, is to get onto our regional Facebook group. If you're not on Facebook, we're all over Instagram and every other social media as well. So we'd love to connect you. And then a lot of times women from those regional Facebook groups will have what we do, what we call a blessed brunch, which essentially you can either host or attend a blessed brunch. We have all the info on our website, blessedyou.net. And it's just a way, again, to just open up your door, be hospitable to other Catholic women in your area. So again, we want to not just have this lofty idea or just an online community that's praying for you and that loves you, but we want you to have real life relationships. And so that's where regional Facebook groups is huge, as well as those blessed brunches.
I was going to say thank you to the caller, but I don't have a name for the caller. Well, thank you for the question, whether I got your name at all. Let's go to Michael in Utah. I think I'm failing the test today in listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Michael, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Your question for Jenna Gizar.
Hey, thanks, Jenna. Thanks, Si. Love listening to your program. Thank you so much for your ministry.
Thank you.
I don't really have a question. I have some stuff to piggyback on. We've started a men's group here in Utah, and it's called Flame Keepers. We do a yearly retreat, and we use different books to kind of spur that on. But after the yearly retreat's over, monthly, we meet as a group to talk about religious stuff. And the three pillars that Jenna had talked about are the same three pillars that we basically use, especially when it goes to the retreat and it's a men only. And being able to open up as a man with other men is really spiritual and life-giving for the rest of us. But we also do a lot of the follow-up, like you guys are saying. We have a monthly men's group where we get together, we eat, socialize, and then talk about the faith. Our priest comes over and gives us some lessons. Midway through the month, I give a lesson online. We Zoom in, and men from the community Zoom in, and we talk about a lesson that we were following. We're doing the new St. Thomas Institute. And then we also have a prayer group that goes once a month. So in between the bi-monthly meetings, we also have a prayer group that people can Zoom in on and join the prayer group. And it's really fulfilling, and it's building a great community within our small parish here in Utah.
It's a lot, Michael. Is that I wonder what you think about that, Jenna, because it seems like part of the success that Michael's having there in Utah is that there's a time or a something for just about everybody.
Yes, I agree. We recently just started going to a different parish down the street from us here in Phoenix. And it's amazing what you're like. My eyes were open to, oh my gosh, there's so many things and so many ways for me to be involved when there's all of these resources for me at the parish level. I think, especially at the parish level, which I think is lacking in a lot of churches just due to lack of resources and time and staff. But when you go into a space or a community or a city where there's so many things offered to you, you can't help but say yes to something. You can't help but get your foot in the door to something. And then that opens the door to so many other opportunities and relationships that will help you to grow closer to the Lord.
Jenna Gizar is our guest. Lots more calls to get to when we come back. Don't forget, we still have that free ebook about purgatory for you, Cleansing Fire, Purgatory in Scripture, History, and the Church. If you want to know about what Catholics believe about purgatory and you want to be inspired a bit as we head towards the end of the Lenten season, just go to our Catholic Answers Facebook page and download your free copy of Cleansing Fire, Purgatory in Scripture, History, and the Church.
Hang on, we'll be right back with more Catholic Answers Live.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite monks of Wyoming. Delicious mystic monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All mystic monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase mystic monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Catholic Answers Live is brought to you in part by CatholicSingles.com, the website for Catholics who want to meet others who share their Catholic values for faith, fellowship, and love. You can learn more at CatholicSingles.com. Catholic Answers Live thanks CatholicSingles.com for their generous support.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
And we need to pray for all our world leaders and all those who are in such danger. See, in a day and age where people are getting further away from God, you get further away from goodness. Only God is good. You remember what our Lord said one day? Why do you call me good? He said, only God is good. Only God.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Mark Twain said, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. We can't be that way when we talk about the epidemic of loneliness in our culture. Everybody knows it's going on. Everybody knows it's there. And we Catholics have been handed on a community centered on Christ whose very purpose is to draw us into a life-giving, full, and humane community. Here to help us talk about that today is Jenna Gizar, who is the founder of Blessed Is She. You got an Easter book. I didn't mention the Easter book. Is it Risen, right?
So yes.
If you go over to blessedishe.net, there's a
– You can get it.
You can get the book.
It's on the homepage. You can find it. Yes, it's called Risen. I have one right here.
Oh, you got it right there. Oh.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So the subtitle is 50 Ways to Live Easter. So we do liturgical prayer journals, you could call it, where we essentially invite women into daily prayer all throughout Lent and Advent. This book is a little bit different. It's kind of more, it's shorter. There's scripture reflection. And then what's really cool about it is there's an action item for the day. So Laura Fanucci is our writer for it. She's an incredible author. You can find her everywhere. But she'll do really awesome action items like look up or wear white today. So just kind of ways to live out Easter every single day, all 50 days of it, which
wow.
is just really fun and cool. Yeah.
And you got time to get it. Just go over to blessedishe.net. Journaling.
Yes.
Not something we do a lot at on my men's retreats.
No.
No, but the women, that's good for women, right? Men like, well, I don't know how to journal. I don't know what to write. Let's go to Cassandra.
Yeah, we give prompts. It's helpful with prompts.
Yeah, right. You just got to do different stuff with men. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's different with men. Cassandra, I believe in Saskatoon, Canada. Am I correct about that, Cassandra?
Regina, but close.
Okay, all right. Your question for Jenna.
I'm from the same city as your first caller, Marvin, and I grew up experiencing that same sense of like cultural Catholicism with built-in community, family, going to church, that sort of thing. And when I moved to Regina, it was gone. I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
And I was in that in-between stage before, you know, having kids, and it was hard to meet people. And so through Blessed Is She and trying to lead a lot of the efforts in the area, that's pretty much how I've made all of my friends.
Wow.
Yeah, and so
cool.
For a long time, though, it was me trying things, and, you know, things weren't always, like, I didn't have just, like, some perfect women's group, and things kind of failed along the way. But then recently, I went to a Blessed Is She retreat at a different parish, and the reason she had found out about it was through me just asking other people about Blessed Is She, and she founded the free study, which then created a small group, and so then the women wanted to do something, and then now I'm a mom, and I get to join their mom's group using the free Blessed Is She study, and so it's kind of been nice to see things go full circle, and even though things kind of failed through, or not necessarily failed through my efforts, just wasn't as like picture, you know, cutter looking.
Right. You didn't get that picture perfect result, but look what happened. Isn't that is just so beautiful. That is how the Lord works.
And yeah. Through your perseverance. That's beautiful.
I was just curious as you started, you know, with Blessed Is She and what's like, has there been a time where you thought, yep, this is a great idea and we're just going to go with this, and then long way around it turned out to be something else, but more fruitful in the long run?
Yeah, I think I've had similar experiences as you, Cassandra. I've had some groups, some even friendships that I thought would be really beautiful and fruitful and haven't turned out that way. And, you know, we're human and we hurt each other and we're not all made for each other and made to be in those really intentional and vulnerable relationships. And I've actually had groups that have failed in the past, so similar to you. And I think it's really a matter of just saying, okay, Lord, this wasn't the right one, but I know that you're going to provide the right friendship for me, the right relationship that's going to help me draw closer to you, the right women's group that will just help me on that journey as well. So I just love your perseverance in that. I've definitely had similar experiences to you. And I think in failed groups at times or failed relationships, there's so much we can do to look back and say, what did I do to contribute to that? Or what do I want to change for the future when I'm looking for the next group or the next friendship? So I think that that's really where the blessing can come in is knowing and learning what you didn't like about that, the negative parts of it. Of course, I'm sure there are positive parts as well. So taking all those learning lessons and saying, okay, how can I apply this to my next group or relationship?
Okay, Cassandra.
Perfect.
Very good. Thank you so much. I want to try to get every caller in. I hope that that was helpful. You were certainly helpful to us, Cassandra. Appreciate it. We're talking with Jenna Gizar. We go now to Richard in North Dakota. We are big in North Dakota today, listening on Real Presence Radio. Cassandra moved from North Dakota north. That seems like you're going the wrong direction to me. Maybe I'm just not appreciative. But Richard, you have a question or comment for Jenna?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you because, honestly, these are some things that I think a lot of people benefit from. I know just recently, probably in the last couple of weeks, you know, I made a comment to someone about I'm a member of our local Knights of Columbus and just a desire to have more of a deeper connection with other men. I'm married. I have three sons, and it's like somewhat I do feel alone and I've been a member of the Knights, the local Knights for a very long time, but it just feels like we're in a small parish, a small community of about 1500 people. And it just seems like, we're really stagnant and people already kind of have like these walls that are built and they're maybe unwilling to give anything an opportunity. And I'm probably even at a point where I'm unwilling to try or at least put forth effort. So, I mean, I guess I'm trying to understand what do you recommend that we should do?
Yeah, you hit that. That's okay. So a community has hit a stagnating point. What do you do? Because that's going to happen to pretty much every community, even a marriage in some instances.
Definitely. Yes. I think in that sense, as you were talking, Richard, I was thinking if it's large groups that you guys are doing, I'm not sure that, you know, the night setup, but I don't know if there's a couple of guys there in the large group setting that you're able to say, hey, can we grab a drink or what else could people get around? Not just drinking, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you could go out
dinner,
for a beer. Yeah,
coffee.
You could grab dinner.
Yeah.
You could get hors d'oeuvres at Applebee's. There's a lot of things to do. We're talking North Dakota. There's plenty to do.
Anyway, so if you're able to say to those couple of guys that maybe you feel a little bit more like-minded with and then go out with them and be able to say, hey, I think it would be cool to get together more often. Or I was listening to Catholic Answers Live and they were saying that there are some men's groups that open up the gospel reading for the following Sunday. Sorry, my words. Again, I just like when you kind of can get an idea from somewhere else and blame your desire on a different idea. So say, hey, Catholic Answers said that we could break open the gospel for the following Sunday. And I just thought that would be cool. Do you think that that's something you'd be interested in doing? So I don't know, again, if it's a large group setting that you're in, but I think that that would be a cool way to kind of have an more intimate, be able to say, this is really what I'm desiring. What about you? How are you feeling about the nights or our setup right now? Do you feel any stagnantness in this situation? So anyway, that's kind of my suggestion.
And Richard, I'm going to leave it there just because, as I said, I want to get to everybody if we can before we have to go. We only have Jenna for so long, and then the chaplain will be in next hour. It is open forum with the chaplain. Let's go to Felipe in Texas. Felipe, your question or comment for Jenna.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for your ministry. My wife and myself were part of the small community, Christian Catholic community.
Mm-hmm.
We meet every once a week. We read, reflect the reading for the week for Sunday. And after 3 years, we just graduate or finish, and they send as a facilitator. And then each couple, we're six couples, each couple have to establish a new small community. My main question to you is, we have this program for 9 years, but we don't see the multiplication of the small community. Right now we have only 17 small community, but we have been finished 3 different cycles. Well, I know that it's very difficult, but what do you think about what we're missing?
But can I just say before Jenna answers, 17 would be considered a miracle in many parishes, so I wouldn't be too hard on yourself. But Jenna, you got about a minute.
Yeah, I would ask how you guys are doing about outreach. Is it let's invite one person, each 17 people invites one person? Is there something kind of that you guys have in place to just maybe have just a brunch or a dinner or a barbecue on a Saturday where it's more invitational by nature? And then you say, hey, and then every Tuesday we get together and do the gospel readings. So we'd love for you to come. So maybe more of a bigger event that you can invite more people to that maybe aren't in that small community yet.
Felipe?
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Great. You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Jenna, I'm going to say, I'm looking at Darren, the producer. She passed? She did all right? He gave you the thumbs up. So you passed the test. It wasn't a test, but. Jenna Gizar is the founder of Blessed Is She. You can find her at blessedisshe.net. She's also a blogger and a organizer and a. Just, we're finding out now, also a fantastic person. Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Would you come back? Like, did we pass your test?
No.
Oh, man.
Of course.
Oh,
yes,
okay. Okay.
Would love to.
That got real for a second. Father Hugh Barber next. The chaplain is in. If you have a question for a chaplain about the sacraments, about prayer, about family life, anything you might want to ask a chaplain, 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-31-TRUTH. Right back, right after this.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.